Like you said, today's a beautiful day.
It is.
Yeah, I'm glad this wasn't yesterday. You would have been, I would have had to swim here.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And then somebody followed in you in the door. Always good to see Keith Zoller. How are you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you today?
Fantastic.
Good.
Fantastic. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, we get together with you about once a year.
Yeah, at least once, maybe twice.
Bob always finds a way in at least right. four or five.
Right. Yeah. But they know I like to talk.
Wow. Hey, you know, we're getting into the great season, and of course, Rotary is service above self as usual, and just as a fantastic community service, and even outside of the area that a lot of people might not be aware of.
Yeah, we definitely try to live up to our motto of service above self. We try to do whatever we can, and that's what brings us here today, because Melinda Jones from Rock Falls Tourism reached out to Rock Falls Rotary and said, we've got this big Louis Benson Fest coming up on June 8th, and we need a vendor to serve food. We always have a nonprofit, and we'd like to have Rotary do it. So I got with Keith, and we're gonna do that on June 8th.
What are you going to be doing?
Well, I'll let Keith tell you, because he's the guy that's in charge of yeah. the grill. And,
yeah, they always let that be to me to do the cooking, you know.
What's on the menu, Chef?
I think we're going to have pork chop sandwiches that day. So I'll keep it pretty simple, but pork chop sandwiches and a drink, maybe chips, and you can catch your meal there anytime from the lunch hour through the evening hour.
So you're going to bring over the grill on the trailer, or is there going to be a...
Oh, yeah, we'll probably have the big grill that we normally use.
Go big or go home.
That's right. And if they stand in line and we need 100 sandwiches quick, well, we can do that.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
Wow. So
it is a huge grill, and once you get that thing fired up, you can cook a lot of pork chops. Yep. Yeah, it's the same one. We'll be doing it again, you know, when we do our corn boil in at the end of July.
July 22nd.
July 22nd, okay. And that's, you know, we've got the same grill there from the same place, and we'll have pork chop then too. So,
wow.
This will be a good warm-up.
So you're going to be helping Keith with this?
Well, it kind of depends. My son has a golf outing for his birthday sometime around June 10th, and he hasn't told me when it is.
Wow.
So okay. I will probably be there at least to help set up. Right. I like to be there. I love to do that right. stuff and talk to the people, and you know, and just it's just fun.
Right.
It's just like when I was, you know, in the school system and people wouldn't want to work the concession stand. I said, you know what? You work the concession stand, it's fun. Because you get to see all these people, you get to talk to everybody,
right.
you have, and it's a good time and it's fun, and you're doing something for a good cause. So I enjoy that. I really do enjoy doing that, and I'll enjoy the day. So either way, I'm going to have fun.
All right. So you going to go solo, or you got some help, Keith?
Oh, we're going to have help. Club members are going to help.
Okay.
So we'll have a crew there, and that way everybody gets to help out, and nobody has to stay there for all day by themselves.
You know, one of these days, he's going to get a barbecue cookbook out, I got a feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, that was a long, long time ago. We had moose meat chili. You know, bullwinkle chili is what we call it. One of those cook-offs around here. I think we were in Rock Falls that year, and it didn't get first place, but boy, there was nothing left when it was over.
Okay, I don't think we're going to be serving moose meat chili. Thanks,
folks,
we're sticking with pork chops.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Belson Music Festival, when that came around, and it just gets bigger every year, and it's just a fantastic tribute. And I think Mrs. Belson is coming out this year.
She is. And that's Melinda Jones from Rock Falls Tourism said that it was quite the honor to meet her. She's talked to her a lot.
Yeah.
But to get to meet her is amazing. And, you know, Louis Benson was born in Rock Falls, and he was a six-time Grammy nominee, and it's just pretty cool to honor him. And they've got a big deal coming with Steve Smith, that was the drummer for Journey,
right?
My wife's favorite band. We've probably seen him 9 or 10 times, and to have him come with his group, I think the Vital Information is. But he's going to give a lessons at 11 o'clock at the McCormick Event Center, and then the first band starts at noon, so they got bands all day long. It'll be fun. That's why I really don't mind working it. It'll be, you know, it's down there at the RB&W area that Rock Falls has done such a good job of fixing up. And if you see piles of dirt there, they're putting in bathrooms. So I don't know.
They're building the blocks.
They're building the blocks now. Yeah. So they'll actually have more than porta potties when we get there. Big time. Wow. Rock Falls is getting to the big time.
Yeah.
So
they could have it done by then.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I hope so.
Probably will.
I would think so. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So you know, when Melinda reached out, it was a kind of a no-brainer. I called Keith right away. I said, "You think you can get the grill?" He says, "Oh yeah, I can get the grill. That's no problem." He says, "The problem, you know, we'll see if we can get enough volunteers." And we had a meeting Monday night, and I was out of town, but Keith said, "No problem." Right away, we had plenty of people sign up. You know, we've got 20 to 23, 24 members. We're growing. We've signed up 5 new members this year, and the one thing about Rock Falls is that the motto is small but mighty, because the people that we have in our club are doers.
Right.
You know, they don't want to just go to a meeting, you know, a couple times a month and that's it. They want to go out and do stuff. And so we usually have no problem getting volunteers.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about the pork broil and corn boil coming up, but I mentioned the last time I saw you, Bob, you were in with Mayor Skip Lee, and you had brought Kimsey in as well, who is, the foreign exchange. It's one of my favorite things to do is either talk to the one who is coming back from somewhere, the student who is going somewhere, or somebody from somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
You know, so and you've got somebody that's ready to go.
Ready to go. Kennedy is gonna be heading out to France.
Wow.
Yeah, so she's doing fundraising now, and Rotary Exchange Program is, I'm kind of prejudiced, but I think it's the best one. Because you have a counselor with Rotary. Tom Myers does that for us now. I did it for years. Art Johnson did it for years. We even call the exchange program the Art Johnson exchange program, because Art was so involved in it. But when you have somebody, you send your child over to the United States, they come here, and they've got somebody like Tom or me or Art that was there for them. And if they had problems with their host family, they could move them to a different one. Mm. And that's the same thing when you send somebody overseas. They've got a Rotary Club over there, because Rotary is an international organization. Right. There's 107 countries that they're into. And so we send somebody over there, and they've got somebody from Rotary watching out for them. Mm. So it's a true exchange program. Now, this year, we're sending somebody over, but we didn't get anybody back because it's after COVID. Last year was the first year they started it back up again. And I think we usually have 20 to 25 for the district, which is Northern Illinois. This time we have 4.
Wow.
It's just warming back up to it. We're happy that Kennedy's going to be an outbound. I talked to a young lady the other day. I took 3 of our Rock Falls High School kids up to the Rotary Youth Leader Academy at Camp Laredo Taft. I call it Ryla. And they're sophomores, and so I took them up on Friday and picked them up on Sunday. They were just excited, and one of them was all excited about exchange. And we'll see if she wants to be the next outbound. And it's just a fantastic experience. We send out 16 or 17 year olds, and they come back 9 months later, and they're as mature as a 21, 22 year old.
Right.
More mature than a lot of 21, 22 year olds. So, more mature than I was at 21 and 22.
So she's out fundraising. Does she have to follow any Rotary requirements, how does that work?
When she does her fundraising, it has to be a product that, this time she sold Dave's Coffee Cakes.
Okay.
Before they've made things, bracelets, whatever, something to help them out.
For spending money.
Spending money and to help. It costs some money for the airline flight. And one of the things is, depending on where you go, even if you have good insurance here, they make you buy insurance there.
Right.
So that's another couple $1,000s. So it's just for those expenses. It usually costs around $10,000, all said and done. Mm. But a lot of those programs are $20,000, $30,000 to send somebody over, and they don't have a Rotarian there waiting for and pick them up at the airport. So,
right. And a lot of their costs are covered by the clubs.
Yeah.
Through the Rotary program.
Right, yeah. Right. So we hope next year we'll have an inbound again. Our last one was from Germany, and she was a delight. She was so much fun. She did not want to leave. Right. And that was when Kimsey was in Malaysia, and she did not want to come back.
Right.
You know, the first month or so, they are homesick, and then after that, they start dreaming in the new language, and then they come from wanting to come home to I don't want to come home.
Wow.
You know, let me stay. What's the last day possible I can stay here?
Right.
So yeah, I know that was Tom Meyer's daughter Tommy when she was over in Sardinia in Italy. She said, when is the very last day I can come home? Wow. I don't want to come home.
Yeah. And then they also, maintain contact with their hosts.
Oh, yeah.
And we still see some of those kids now that they're 10, 20 years older. You know, they come back here to visit once in a while.
Wow.
And so it's cool. And relationships go for a long time.
Yeah, Caro that from Germany that was our exchange student in 06, 07 came back and was in my daughter's wedding.
Oh, my.
And Jenny, we would have been over for her wedding, except it happened during COVID.
Right.
So, So she's been back three or four times. Yeah, so it's a great program. And one of the ways that we support that program and our other activities are doing things like we're doing with the pork chops that we're going to do at the Benson Fest.
Right.
You know, we make a little money on that. It goes right back into the community.
Right.
We've done a lot of things this year. We've collected things for the food pantry. We did a food drive for the food pantry last year. We got books for Rock Falls Library, children's books. We always do dictionaries to the third graders. Every third grader in Rock Falls gets a dictionary of their own. We just got an award from Rotary District for our sustained excellence for our Rotary Reading Partners that we do at East Coloma School. And we've been doing that for 30 years next year. I started it when I was a first grade teacher there in 1995, got Rotarians to come in, and we've continued it ever since. Cheryl Favor, Betty Clemens, and I come in and read every one day a week just to show the kids that adults like to read. And so literacy is a big deal. So this... what we're going to do on June 8th, and again back in July 22nd for the Corn Boil, is to raise funds so we can continue to do that stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Once again, Rotary Wednesday. We're in studio with Bob Schoenegruth and Keith Zoller. Keith, I think for some reason I get a feeling that the pork and corn day coming up is like one of your favorites.
Yeah, it's a favorite, but it's also a very busy work day.
It's a favorite once it's over.
Yeah.
I was thinking sometimes, you're going to be shucking all that corn. I thought, one of the questions I was going to ask you that I haven't before, I thought, I'll touch a piece of paper, boom, I got a paper cut. can you get a corn shuck cut?
I guess you could, but never have.
Never have.
But when you can do, say, 6,000 ears in less than an hour, that's a pretty good shucking day.
I think I brought this up before. There's those chicken pluckers that rotate and they got all the fingers on them. Do we have a corn shucker that could do the same?
Yeah, just your 10 fingers.
There it is.
It's called Rotarians, their families, and the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, volunteers.
Yep.
Wow. So, back down to Pavilion coming up in July.
Yep.
And boy, you've really got that down to easy mechanics, drive in, drive out.
Yep.
I went last year. I got a little confused, and there was a bunch of people behind me yelling and pointing and saying, no, not that way, no, over here. And it's like, I'm just going to park and get out.
We're gonna make it easier this year. We're gonna change the drive-up line a little bit so everybody comes in same place, and we don't confuse people with a fast, easy pickup on one side and the regular pickup on the other. we're gonna streamline that a little bit more. So, but it does work good. I mean, we shortened our time from what we used to do in Rock Falls and serve all day and into the evening, but it's just the noon hour now. For a couple hours there in the early afternoon, noon hour, but if we can get 2,000 meals out in a couple hours, and that's what we've done the last 3 years, and that's our plan for this year. So that's a lot of cooking quick and packaging, and we get it gone. So
and we get a lot of volunteers from the high schools.
High school.
That's right.
Yeah, college. Last year the swim team couldn't do it, but the year before, swim team, girls swim team did it, and they were having a blast. Right. They were doing cheers. It was so much fun. We always have the football teams all come in. Some of them come in to help set up. Some of them come in to help deliver. Right. Some of them
we
come in
Sterling
to clean up.
And Newman
and
last
Newman,
year.
Yep. Yeah. And we're looking at Rock Falls this year to join us. So it's just a lot of fun. Yeah. We have a lot of people that volunteer. That's about the only that, you know, they're not Rotarians, but they always want to help with the corn boil.
Right.
You know, it's just because it's fun, you know. So between that and I really do, this is like a warm up that we're doing on June 8th for the Benson Fest. Yeah. We'll have those pork chop sandwiches and hopefully that'll be a nice warm up for it. And we'll have to advertise our corn boil on June 8th, so we make sure that everybody knows that it's coming too.
Are we saying Keith's out of practice here?
Yeah. Oh no, Keith definitely.
I don't do it as often because there's a couple other events that I usually cook for that I've kind of gotten out of the last 2 years because I had other volunteers, and it's like that's fine. I could go to the event and enjoy myself.
Yeah. You got to do that once in a while,
right?
Kevin. You know, he's got a whole crew, Kevin Heller from Sterling Noon, and they handle the pork chops at the corn boil, and we do the corn.
Yeah.
So so Kevin and his crew do a fantastic job.
Right.
On that, so we're gonna do our best to live up to Kevin's expectations on June 8th, and doing pork chops. We might have to recruit him and ask him if he can help. I don't know. No, I think we got plenty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's coming up in July, and I know we'll have more information on it now, but kind of refresh our memory. Is there going to be, like, pre-orders available? How's that going
to
work?
Yeah, there'll be pre-orders. We'll deliver to companies or businesses that order over 10.
Right.
We'll probably have a good chunk of the pre-order and the ticket sales all done ahead of time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we'll have flyers, we'll have a website, we'll have new this year, an easier way to pay. So we'll have our online registration or online site. I don't have that yet today with the address, but you'll be able to go on there, order, you'll be able to pay right there, and everything, you can just drive in and pick it up.
Wow.
Yeah. And of course, we'll always take your money there too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We don't have to have no problem taking money. Yeah. So we're looking forward to June 8th. The Belson Music Fest is just going to be tremendous for Rock Falls. It's grown and keeps growing and growing. They'll have close to 1,000 people there.
Oh, yeah.
At least, I would say. And they've got a lot of events coming up. I'm sure Melinda's been in for Rock Falls Tourism and tells you all about them, but we're excited to be a part of it. I'm very always very appreciative to have Keith. I know that I can count on him, as he was my first call, and he said, "Yep, if we can get the volunteers, we can do it without a problem.
Let's go."
Yep. Yeah. So it's it'll be fun.
Right.
It always is.
Service Above Self, the Rotarians' motto. It is an international organization, and. Well, if anybody's interested and they, just want to see what Rotary is about, if they don't have the slightest idea, there's no secret handshakes or knocks on the door.
Nope.
What's the best thing people can do if they're interested?
They can go to rockfallsrotary.org is our website, and they can go there. And we meet on the first Monday and first and third Mondays of the month at Harvest Time Church. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're back in their gymnasium in a classroom because they're redoing their fellowship hall. That should be ready, though, maybe by the 20th, which is our next meeting, we hope. And it'll be really nice. So that's where we meet. You can always reach out on the website and leave a message, rockfallsrotary.org, and we'll reach back out to you.
Wow. So. All right. Hey, great information. 2 days to look forward to. June 8th at the Belson Music Festival. Get those chops. And then we'll hear more about the corn boil and pork chop.
Yep,
boil.
On July 22nd is our tentative date, as long as the corn's ready.
Yeah.
Yep.
If the weather doesn't change.
That's right.
And it always does.
Yeah, it always does.
We'll be fine. Yep. Bob, good to see you again. Keith, you as well. And thanks so much for joining us for Rotary Wednesday.
Oh, thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.